225 Blackmer Place, the Robert P. Studley House. Robert Page Studley of New Hampshire and his wife Mary Hutchings of Massachusetts came to St. Louis in 1853. Studley founded the R.P. Studley Printing Company, one of the first printing companies in St. Louis. The family moved to Webster Groves after the Civil War and lived in a two-story log cabin near the present site of Nearings Hall while this house was being built. They moved in on New Year's Day in 1866. Studley helped to found Chapel Grove Seminary, a private school located on Lockwood Avenue at Jefferson Road. In 1865, the Congregational Church of Webster Groves in 1866. The Studleys had four daughters. Studley's son-in-law, Edward S. Hart, was an executive with the R.P. Studley Printing Company and built a large house at 131 South Maple Avenue. Hart served as the third mayor of Webster Groves and founded the Webster Groves Boy Scouts. Studley sold his Italianate mansion to Lucien R. Blackmer in 1891. It included the surrounding 10 acres and a long curved drive that led up to the house from large stone pillars at Jefferson and Swan. The home's ornate detail include heavy window pediments supported by curving console brackets, hooded windows on the side elevations, and a third-floor dormer, and a bracketed cornice. As you continue down Blackmer Place, you'll see many houses built by Wilford P. Joy, like the one at 205 Blackmer Place. Joy was the grandson of Edward Joy, who brought his family and the lumber business to St. Louis from Burlington, Iowa in 1875. Edward and his sons, Justin and James, established Joy Brothers and Company, selling wholesale lumber, which they shipped down the Mississippi River from Wisconsin on steamboats and rafts. For 20 years, beginning in 1887, Edward and Justin Joy developed much of Old Orchard to the east, laying out Old Orchard Park and five subdivisions and building unique Queen Anne houses. Beginning in 1909, Justin's son Wilford continued the tradition of building craftsman-style homes in Old Orchard area and then all over Webster Groves, in the revival styles that were popular in the 1920s, Colonial Revival, Tudor Revival, Spanish Colonial Revival, and Dutch Colonial Revival. He also built bungalows. Wilford's houses were almost always stucco. In 1924, the Blackmer Place subdivision was laid out, and Joy built the Tudor Revival houses at 240 and 265 Blackmer Place in 1925. He built the Spanish Colonial Revival houses at 260 and 275 Blackmer Place in 1926. Of particular note is 265 Blackmer Place.